at Power Forward. Long hair don't care. Mr. High Altitude Low Eyes, the defensive anchor on anchor, Tomas! At center, he calls himself the glue of the team. Standing at 5'8", but plays at 5'10". Mr. Pass Me the Rock So I Can Pass It Back, Big Al. At shooting guard, Mr. Timbs and Henny himself. Pass me the rock cause I got the blicky, Lou Gates. And that point guard, the guy that keeps the show rolling. Mr. Smoking One while rolling two, and all I smoke is loud. The dumb back down himself, Von Curtis. Ladies and gentlemen, your 4-Point Play Podcast.
I have my headphones on, my bad. Fuck it. Welcome back, everybody. It's episode 2, 4-Point Play Podcast. I'm your host, Von Curtis. I got my guys here, Lou Gates here. Thomas is here, Hefe's here, Big Al's here, and we here to talk some basketball, fellas. So what's good? You know what I want to talk about.
Me too.
But I'm quite sure everybody in the room doesn't also want to talk about that. So we could
talk about
pan the Knicks, huh?
What are we talking about?
I said we could pan the Knicks conversation for a little bit later. We don't have to start off with the undefeated New York Knicks.
The best team in the NBA.
You mean
the pending Eastern Conference champions?
I mean the pending
future NBA champions.
Exactly. I'm trying to go to a parade this summer.
And I mean the pending last team in the league.
No, let's talk about the last. Let's talk about the last team in the league. Let's talk about the bum ass Lakers and how Russ is playing like a complete bum.
That's, I think, a bit of an understatement right now, considering. But yeah,
he looks terrible.
He looks awful. He doesn't look like he fits in with that team right now at all.
At all.
Okay, can we be a little fair to Russ? Like, he always starts off the season slow. He did it last year, and by the end, he was a triple-double machine again. So let's not go there right now.
But he's been on the decline for five years. You know what I mean? It's been a minute already. So, and like a steady decline already.
And padding your stats at the end of the season doesn't mean much to me. So, I mean, he's not playing well right now.
Russ always pads stats.
I was about to say he always does, and there's nothing wrong with
that's
that.
That's his MO.
No problem with him doing it. Like, I get it. Get what he wants, right? But right now he's on a team and he can't do shit.
Well, I think he doesn't know what to do, or that's what it seems to look
that's
like when he's out there. He's like, he's confused because he's not, I guess he's just playing. Well, I'll say he's used to playing with the ball. He's not a spot-up shooter.
He's not. Yeah, exactly.
And then on top of him being used to play with the ball, but he doesn't have the ball in his hand, he doesn't do the other things. Like, he's not – I don't think he set not one pick for LeBron while LeBron was the primary ball handler for the Lakers. I feel like when LeBron had the ball, he just stood on top of the key. I mean, LeBron stood on top of the key, and Westbrook just stood in the corner, and his man didn't even guard him because they know Westbrook's three-point shot is – you know,
we're leaving him open for
garbage.
Mediocre at best. So, like I said, that Lakers team right now, to me, I'm like, yo, I don't even think they're gonna be in the playing tournament if they're gonna continue to have Russell Westbrook start. But it's funny,
he has to come off the bench.
Yeah, I don't think him and LeBron. Even though this sounds like the argument all the time, but I don't think him and LeBron can be on the floor at the same time because Russ is really Family Dollar version of LeBron. Like, so they both need, so with both of them, even though LeBron said he wanted to play off the ball, he said he didn't want to play point. That was one of his things when he went to LA.
Here's the thing. That was the argument when they got Rondo. But the thing is, Rondo's actually a better point guard. Rondo's probably the only person in the league who's a better point guard than LeBron. So LeBron had no problem giving him the ball and just flailing out and doing whatever.
I also feel like LeBron says he wants to be off the ball until something goes wrong, and then he immediately takes control back and is like, nope, give it here. I don't need you guys. That's Bring it back to me.
No, for sure. For sure. I agree with you on that 100%.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, let's see what happens with AD and Dwight. Maybe they'll punch each other at some point.
Yo, what was that? What was that all about?
I don't know, but like, I'm just loving this because it's just adding more just intrigue to this team.
Well, you're a Laker hater too, so.
I am. It's true, and I'm loving every moment of it. Jeff,
me too. I hate the Lakers, so everything Lakers, I hate them.
It's just brilliant to me.
Well, I think JaVale played better than Dwight.
That doesn't surprise me at all. Like, look at the two we're talking about. Yeah, Dwight used to be a machine, but that's been a few years now since that's happened.
It's been more than a few. Matter of fact, the last time Dwight was considered the man was when his first stint on LA with Kobe, like that very first year. That was when
that only lasted the man until still Kobe. Yeah, exactly.
That lasted half the season.
Exactly. Yeah.
Word.
If that. So I thought that was funny. I just find it funny that JaVale McGee is playing better than Dwight Howard, and people were complaining because Dwight Howard was left off the 75, whatever that list is.
He shouldn't have been on that list
at all.
He should have been on that list. Apparently, like, what?
Like he shouldn't have been on that list. Nowhere. Like, I don't even know.
You're in,
like, maybe top 200. We start talking about
Dwight. No. Stop.
No, not even there.
No, he should be on that list, though.
He should be on
75?
Yeah, he should. Yes.
Hell no. I completely disagree with that. No way.
Are you smoking crack? Bernard King wasn't even on that list.
Huh?
But Bernard King wasn't even on that list.
That's a mistake, too.
I thought you were.
but I'm saying, like, if Bernard King's not on that list, like, Dwight Howard is not making that list. Dwight Howard is not top 25, top 75 of all time ever NBA players. Y'all look crazy. Dwight Howard is not up there.
His first, like, 8 years in the season, in his career, like, he was
what
a
are you
beast
talking about?
At a center, son.
Okay. His first 8 years in the league. He was a beast at the center with holes in his game. He had no footwork. He couldn't do anything outside.
He took Orlando to the finals,
bro. And first of all, against a weak East. That like let's be real. LeBron's Cavs team that he beat was ass. That's why they got smacked by fucking the Lakers.
Fam, all but one of LeBron's Cavs teams were good.
That's what I'm saying. No, I agree with
sorry,
you.
So no, sorry.
Don't bring up that Magic team like that. Like Dwight Howard didn't will that Magic team to the fucking playoffs. That was Skip. Let's be real here. That's why once they benched Jermaine Nelson, that fucking Magic team sucked. Because it wasn't Dwight Howard doing, he wasn't the leader of that team. He was just the top player of that team. If Dwight Howard would have kept that production up that he had those first 8 years in the league, I could 100% put Dwight Howard in that 75.
No, but he got hurt though. He had those back injuries. You can't blame him for that.
You can't put
injuries against him. That's not fair.
I'm sorry, but if someone's really good for 2 years and then gets injured and never plays again, they could still be in the top 75 for someone that plays a little bit worse than them that played for 20.
Thank you, Thomas.
That's not the same argument.
You just said injuries shouldn't come into play here, right?
Yeah, so you're only looking at the first 8 years of his career. Like, he's been in the league for longer than 8 years, bro. You still have to look at the back half of his career. Like, that stint with his first thing with LA, that has to be looked at.
Let me pull up the list because.
Brian, there's a bunch of snubs. Right, like,
I'm going to laugh. Here's what I bet happens. Al pulls up the list, goes through the 75, and he goes, yeah, he's no better than them, but he should still be in the top 75. So he wants more than 75 people in the top 75.
No,
he'll be my guest.
Well, did y'all see
the top 100 on the list? Let's just do that.
There you go. Who are these people? Like, did y'all see the list?
Okay. Does anybody know who Dave Bing is, first of all?
Wait, who?
Exactly. Dave Bing off the list.
No, but you can't do that.
And they put Bernard King.
You can't
King
do
in.
That though. Because you got to get the players from like the first 20, 30 years who were trash overall. But son, they made the league what it is now.
True,
I mean,
fair.
Yes.
True.
I mean,
you could put
the worst player in the NBA right now and he'll bust everybody's ass from the 30s.
Of course. You know what I mean? Fair. It's a different game.
So there's certain players you're like, all right, fuck it. Just by default, you got to be there.
Like Robert Parrish, because I think he's on the list. And I was like, Robert Parrish.
He didn't make it, I think. Or did he?
I think he did make it. I think he's on the list. I feel like he was on the list. Alice got the list up. I think Robert Parrish is on the list.
Robert Parrish is on the list. Yeah, he's right after Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yeah, and Robert Parrish, his first couple years, okay, but later in his career, we all know Robert Parrish was not great.
Yeah, he played like 25 years or some shit like that.
some wild shit, yeah. But as I said, like, I still don't put Dwight Howard over those 75 players that they named.
Yeah, so I just briefly just ran through the list of all 75, and there were four names where I looked at and went, okay, they don't pop to my mind immediately. So there are four players that I don't know. So let's take those four players out. I can come up with four players that are better than Dwight Howard.
What four players?
Hang on. Let's see. So I don't know who Dolph Schayaz is.
Off the list.
Exactly.
You came from Milwaukee, I guess.
This was my point, yes. Earl Monroe. No, these I didn't say they shouldn't be on the list. They're saying names I don't know. They didn't come to my head.
He's a street legend, by the way. Like street
Earl. We're gonna tell you right now. Earl stays.
Fair, that's fine. I have no problem with that.
Earl stays.
Let's see. Know that one. Where is it? I don't even want to pronounce this guy's last name. Dave Boucher?
Whoa. Oh, Dave Boucher. He's that one. Nick. Okay. You're wilding.
Why do you think I should know a Nick? I don't know all the Knicks. I don't pay attention to that team. They're bad.
Okay. No, we're not. We're undefeated. What do you mean?
And you won a championship in 72, I believe.
That was the last name. Okay.
Dave DeBuscher stays on the list. The names I'm pulling off are Dave Bing, Paul Arizin, and Dave Cowens. Those are the names I'm pulling off if I have a choice, and I'm putting on Dwight Howard, Tracy McGrady, Klay Thompson.
You're not putting on. No, you're not. You're putting on Tracy McGrady, Bernard King, and Klay Thompson. You're not putting. Like, are you crazy?
How dare you name
those three players? Say that again.
What's your argument against Dwight? What's your argument against Dwight Howard? That doesn't involve injuries or something.
Players are all better than him. Those 8 years that he was dominant, even though he was dominant, it wasn't to his max potential. Like, he was dominant in the sense of defensively, but once you got him offensively, Dwight Howard had a one-dimensional game. We had to lob him the ball. He couldn't do nothing if you just threw it to him in the post. He had no footwork. He never had any footwork. To this, Dwight Howard still has no footwork to this day. Like, right now, as a Laker, he has no footwork. Like, it's holes in his games that not only did
he... So you're saying defense can't get you on the list?
I'm saying that can't be the only thing.
The dominant defensive...
That can't be the only thing. Is Mutombo on the list?
No, he missed it.
Nope.
Mutombo never averaged 20 points a game.
Defense don't get you on the list, my nigga.
But he never averaged 25 a game, though.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, what are you guys talking about?
Mutombo
never averaged 25 points, more than 25 points in a season.
I don't think he did either. I think the most he got was 24.
He gobbled up boards. He was a great defender, but like, to Rashawn's point, like, his offense is literally like player. Nothing.
He could only lob the ball and dunk. That was all. He was literally
okay.
Well, you had a game plan against him, though. That's what I'm saying, though. Like, when you played Orlando, you had a game plan against him, regardless, though.
Oh, nigga, I watched Nick Robinson dunk on this nigga.
So, in the dunk contest, cut it out. So, yo, if you're arguing impact on like basketball itself, then yes, no, he doesn't get on there. If you're talking about numbers and what you did in the league, then yes, he's going in the Hall of Fame first ballot. He should.
Whoa,
he's not
the
first ballot Hall of Famer.
Not first ballot. He'll get there.
He'll get there, but first ballot, you're wilding. Like, you, why are you talking about this man like he's LeBron?
I don't like him. I don't even. I don't. I'm not even a fan. But you can't deny the man.
He just called him a first ballot Hall of Famer, bro. Like,
well, depending on the class he goes in with, yeah, why not? Who like how many people did what he did in 8 years?
A lot.
How many big men had an 8 year stretch like that?
Not win a championship? Like, he didn't. In that 8 years, what was his hot point? Defensive player of the year.
Hold on. Rodman made the list.
Dennis Rodman?
Yeah.
Dennis Rodman deserves
to be better than Dwight.
Dennis Rodman had a much bigger impact for his team. Bro.
Now you're bugging. Now you're bugging. Now you're bugging.
Me?
Yes,
now you're bugging.
Yo, Jordan said it himself. Bro, Jordan said it himself. Like, yo, did you watch
Jordan the last has three dance? Rings already when he decided to put him on a team.
Did you see the last dance?
Of course.
Did you see the last dance, right?
Yeah.
Did you see Dennis Rodman?
We're all in for two months. We all watched it.
Dennis Rodman had a better episode than Scottie Pippen. That's how much Jordan fucked with, or how much Jordan felt that Dennis Rodman was a more imperative person on the team.
Because Pippen was, because Scottie Pippen was playoff P version one.
Nah, I know he wasn't. Nah, you're wilding. You're bugging. like you're wilding. You're wilding. like you're wilding.
It was a joke.
You got the hot take of the year right there.
Nothing wrong with a hot take.
Scottie Pippen almost won a championship by himself, but. I don't see how you can argue against Dwight Howard being on that list. I can't.
I don't see how you can
count years he was hurt.
Bro, okay, he hurt his back. He wasn't hurt all of those years. He was hurt for a very
have you ever hurt your back before? Paramount. Let's actually put this in perspective. Have you ever hurt your back before?
Yes, I have.
And you were just questions. Amazing for the rest of your life. Like, so what are you talking about? Nigga?
What the fuck?
And your back's still there, probably.
You see me, right? you play me in ball.
Then no, your back. Then your back ain't hurt.
You asked me if I hurt. Back me. I wasn't hurt. Playing ball when I hurt it, so, but my back ain't hurt now.
Exactly. You don't play with the hurt back.
But so. Alex, here's the thing, though. Yes, he did great for those 8 years. Fine, no problem. I would say most of these players on this list deserve it over him. He could be in the next 25, but I don't think he's in the top 75 players of all time. And Klay Thompson was 77. I would still put him above him. So it. Wait, where did they would say you put where
Dwight Howard was? Did they even was he even on?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know. Where would Alex put Dwight Howard versus where he was? And who was he moving?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm moving Rodman for Howard. That's what I'm doing.
Fuck all that. I'm putting Westbrook at 80.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Make an argument for Westbrook. Let me hear it.
Don't get me wrong. Like, I don't think he really helps his team wins, but he still pads stats. Like, nobody's business.
That's what I was about to say. Like, I don't think he should be on here because all he does is pad stats. But if you just look at his stats, he should be on here.
You can't argue that. He averaged a triple double for a season.
If you're looking at
okay, a prime Westbrook on your team does not win your team a championship.
No. But that's not the argument. It's like
Dwight Howard kicks you to the championship.
No, he does against the weak East, my nigga. No, he doesn't. That was against the weak East. Dwight Howard, prime.
By that argument, LeBron should be on the list either.
To the finals in the fucking in this East. That one other team would not make it to the finals in this East.
First of all, Dwight Howard is a victim of the league changing from under him. Because he was
fair.
Right
I will agree with that. Fair.
He was right at the point where the league started to change because all of a sudden. Steph Curry's little light-skinned ass started throwing up threes from the parking lot and hitting them shits. And everyone said, oh, this shit works. the New York Knicks with Tom Thibodeau as champion, as Tom Thibodeau as coach, took 25 threes 2 nights ago. You're not going to tell me that,
and we
that
won.
Didn't start around the time Dwight Howard. Yes, we did. I'm very excited about it.
I mean, that's true. He was sort of the last big old man kind of thing going on.
If you have Dwight Howard in the 90s, I mean, he's soft as doo-doo, so that might not be a real argument either. But,
bro,
you can't tell me someone that big, if they're throwing the ball to him 80 times a game, doesn't make a difference.
Oh, I think he makes a difference.
He's more athletic. He's way more athletic than any of the big men on this list.
Facts.
Isn't Hakeem on that list?
He may be more athletic, but if you're going on
Hakeem who's the most will impactful, bust Dwight Howard's Shaq ass.
Beats him even though he's not as athletic.
Hakeem, wait, young Shaq? We talking about Magic Shaq or L.A. Shaq? Because Magic Shaq was athletic. Magic Shaq ran fast
breaks. I was going with L.A. Shaq.
With L.A. Shaq. And Hakeem bust his ass too. So what are you talking about?
He did.
Ass on this list.
Okay.
Fair.
That's not an argument.
I think Olajuwon should be on here. So yeah, I'm okay with that.
I hate Olajuwon. You like the Lakers? I hate Olajuwon and Reggie Miller.
Well, the only reason you hate Olajuwon is because of that one series against the Knicks. But if we really, if
sorry,
we
I hate really John Starks. Let's put it that way.
Okay,
I don't there actually we go. Hate, I don't honest, it wasn't I hate John Starks.
It was Starks going 0-18, for 18, whatever. Yeah,
if John Starks had hit 10 shots that game, we'd have won. All right, we're not doing
this. Or if you just took, if you only took 10,
we'd have won.
Like it's so many variables on how we could have won that game. But my point is, I don't think you're naming less than 100 people over Dwight Howard.
I put him in the 80 to 90 range. I put him in the high 80s, but somewhere in there.
Yeah, he's still pretty good.
150.
All right, agree, disagree.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, worry.
We're gonna go in circles all night.
Yeah, fuck that.
Westbrook's 85, in my opinion. He's not top 75. There's no way.
All right.
He's top. Well, by virtue, I mean, in reality or what? In my opinion.
I think he's asking your opinion.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, we want you to
talk for the entirety of the world and the universe, so.
No, I thought he was Westbrook on the list.
Do you have Westbrook above Dwight?
No.
You have Dwight above Westbrook? That's crazy.
Are we talking about like ability or what they did in the league? What has Westbrook done in the league? Let's talk about
if you was to start your franchise, who are you trying to build your team around? Dwight Howard or Westbrook?
Not
Dwight Howard.
Well, the answer to that is neither. But let me jump in here because I'm actually going to agree with Alex. I'm going to actually agree with Alex because with where Westbrook is in his career versus where Dwight is in his career, I think Russell Westbrook is essentially on this stage to do the same thing. And if their careers are general where they're very athletic and then their athleticism drops off, as does their game, I would put Dwight above Russell because of what he could do.
I think it's just because of his height, though.
I mean, yes, but one's
of course
athletic and one short and athletic. So, yes, his height is a play there, but it does give him an advantage.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, there's a little more longevity because once Russell Westbrook doesn't have any athleticism, that he has no game.
He's done after that.
He's basically done.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
So
I'm gonna pose a question, and then I think I don't know if this is gonna start some shit, but it's just a thought in my mind. I can think of at least five people better than Ray Allen. Why is he on this list?
All right, hold
it. Stupid shot. Only because that stupid shot.
Hold it though. Hold it though. Hold it though. We gotta restart. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. All right, y'all, and we're back. So, who are the five players that you can name that are better than Ray Allen? Because I feel like you're disrespecting Ray Allen, and that's because he was on Miami.
McGrady.
Okay, McGrady. Klay Thompson.
Klay Thompson is not better than Ray Allen.
Not yet. No, I can't give you that. I'm sorry.
Like, stop that.
What?
Klay Thompson is not better than Ray Allen.
He's a better pure shooter. And that's what Ray Allen did.
What? Ray Allen was the clutch shooter?
Came to the league. He was that guy. Like, what are you talking about?
Okay. So one debatable one. So who'd I say? I said
McGrady.
Vince Carter.
I don't know about Vince. I don't know about Vince. Huh?
He's better than Ray Allen.
Vince?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. That's debatable.
Who else isn't on this list but better than Ray Allen?
Well, that's the question posed to you.
He said it with confidence too. He was like, "Yo, I can name five players."
Yeah, you should have had five people lined up before he made that statement.
I thought he was gonna be like, "Bong, bong, bong, bong." I did. Like, just fired them all. No, you didn't. You said one person so far, or McGrady.
My brain hurts. Hold on.
Your brain hurts because there's not that many people better. That's what's happening here.
Oh. I say you got Ray Allen fucked up, bro. I think you forget when he came in when he was on Milwaukee and the Sonics. I think you forget when it was him and Kemp. Like, you're wilding.
I'm trying to think. That's why. Why is Anthony Davis in the list anyway?
That one I agree with. I don't think he should be in the list, actually.
Anthony Davis?
He's hurt way too much, and he doesn't have – like, he has some of the numbers, but he doesn't have the experience or the accolades that the others have.
Yeah, so he doesn't have
– I mean, I think there's definitely people on this list. They shouldn't be there yet because they're still – they're just too young. Like, I don't really know what else they're going to do yet. Like, maybe Anthony Davis actually gets healthy at some point for, like, a few years, has, like, a little resurgence, but then, you know, he kind of just drops off. But, yeah, he's good, though. I mean, when in his prime, he was amazing.
Well, technically, he's still in his prime. He's only 28.
I mean, yeah.
I got a question, though. So they got Anthony Davis. They got Anthony Davis in the list. Why not put Jokic? He's an MVP already, and he's better than Davis, in my opinion.
See, but that's the other thing, why is he not there? But it's also like, it's just too early to even put these guys up there.
I about to say, I think Jokic is just too young. He's only been in the league for his fourth year?
Yeah.
Something like that.
I think
he's still on the rookie contract.
I thought he resigned.
He might have got extended. But I thought this was the last year of his rookie contract.
Yeah, because he was a second round pick. So I think his rookie contract is like 7 years, right? Or 6 years.
Oh, no, 2 years. It's 2 years if you're a second round pick. It's 4 years if you're a first round pick. I think it's 2 years if you're
a second round pick. So he's been in for five seasons. This is his fifth.
So he's on his second contract?
Yeah, this is it. Yeah.
And he's 26.
He's getting the max this time, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He's getting the super max this time.
Oh, definitely. I don't see how you don't.
Anthony Davis. This shouldn't even be in this list, to be honest. Yep. He just shouldn't. I just don't see why.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, yeah. So I remember the other two people I had ahead of Ray Allen. My bad. The other one was Kyrie. I thought he was on the list. That's why I didn't name him. Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie should be on the list. Kyrie should 100% be on the list.
Yeah.
Kyrie Irving should be on this list.
Probably.
And the other one who I would think you all agree with me is Manu Ginobili.
Yes. I don't agree with you on that.
Yes.
I don't. I'm not agreeing with you on what? That.
Manu Ginobili better should be on the list.
Oh, yes. Should be on the list? Yes. Not better than Ray Allen? No.
Yeah, he's not better than
Ray Allen above Manu Ginobili?
Yes.
Yes, I would rank Ray Allen above Manu Ginobili.
And you know what? I'm going to say Y'all got Manu and Jolie fucked up.
I don't have Manu. You have Ray Allen fucked up, bro.
No, y'all got Manu fucked up.
We don't though.
But you do.
What you, son? Why you all think that? Why you have Manu so high? Like above, not even so high, but above Ray.
He's fucking cooking. That's why.
Because he got a gold medal in over America. That's why.
Word.
By himself, because no one's on the Argentine team.
He got three chips.
That was bad coaching. Like, that wasn't a great team.
That was like, being trash.
That was Larry Brown being a fucking bum ass coach. He wasn't playing none of our rookies.
Also, it's the Olympics. The only player who got left off, who I'm not sure is top. He's probably like just missed. Like he's probably right around where Klay Thompson is Gasol. How do you leave Gasol off this list?
Now Gasol, yeah, I can't agree with you on that one.
Okay. Which one?
Yeah, that's fair.
Powell. Which one do you think?
Paul. Yeah, the only one.
No, hold on. Mark is nice too.
Mark is nice, but he's not top 75 nice.
I like Powell.
At his height, he was not better than Powell.
No.
Never.
I said I like Mark more than I like Powell.
Okay, he's not better.
It depends on the team you're trying to build.
Well, sure, but on stats wise and how they played, I think most of us here would agree that Powell had a higher ceiling than that of Marc Gasol. Even if the team was designed
there was a time where Marc was better than Powell. Like, yeah, and that was like
after Powell's prime.
Yeah.
There's no denying that. It happened 3 years after Powell stopped being good.
I'm just saying.
But yeah, I thought Kyrie should have been on this list for sure.
I agree. Kyrie, I feel like, should be on there. Mono should be on there, but he should not be above Ray Allen. So, good. So if all these people
20 years
not trying to be funny, not to bring it back 100. To Dwight Howard, but all these people that you're naming are higher than Dwight. There's no way he could be 75.
I'd put Dwight above Mono, but that's me.
Either way, there's no way he could be above like 75. If we just named another five that didn't make the list that should be on there, that's just saying better than Ray Allen.
Go ahead, my fault.
No, go ahead.
Nothing. I would take out Ray Allen and Anthony and put Dwight and Manu in. Me.
You can't put Dwight in over Bernard King. You can't take those two out and put Dwight in over Bernard King. Bernard King is put in before. I feel like I don't understand how Bernard King's not on the list.
He should be. You know, you're right. You know what? It's too much thinking.
All right. So, what do you guys think about the Suns not extending DeAndre Ayton?
Cheap owner.
Yep. That's
yeah.
It's a bad move.
Yeah,
can you say
it's going to be a good move for Ayton?
I mean, can you say he's a cheap owner? They extended McKinnon.
No, hold on. Hold on. The Suns owner is known for being cheap from like when they had like from Steve Nash days. He's been known to be cheap. Like that's the MO around the league. Like everybody knows that.
True, but I mean that you know they're. I think even if they took that on, they're gonna hit the luxury tax. That ain't cheap.
They're gonna hit are gonna hit the luxury tax for sure.
Yeah, yeah
but then they just gave Mikal what 90? 90 for 100.
I think he got like 100. I think he's like 4 year 100 million.
I will give Caden money before the other guy. You know what I mean? That Bridges? Makes no sense.
Mikal is nice though.
He's a good 3 and D player.
Mikal is nice. Like I think he's going to be like
nice too though.
Ayton can gobble up boards, but it's kind of having. If we're gonna go back to the Dwight Howard problem, I'm starting to like get concerned that he's not developing offensively outside of like Chris Paul throwing him the ball within like 5 feet of the basket.
Okay.
Like, right. Think about it. Like, so, he gobbles up boards like nobody's business. And he's actually a decent free throw shooter. But if you talk about his offensive game, it's sort of like he kind of hits a mid-range every now and then, but like not.
Yeah, no, you're Giannis right. Like one ate, Giannis ate three shots.
Giannis ate his lunch consistently.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly.
Well, yeah, yeah.
He's not like he's big. He's not athletic. He's really big.
I'm just biased because I remember him in Arizona and how much he killed. So in my head, I have that player always.
But you mean like when he was in college?
Yeah, it just happened.
Well, yeah, because he's a man playing among boys. Like it wasn't even close. It was like if Tom posted up on me in a basketball game, he's just gonna push me over.
Yep, literally.
That man had literally
been done.
Over. It happened. It happened a lot.
I think the Mikal extension was dope, even though 100 mil for a 3-D player,
a lot. But
it is a lot. But I think he's going to develop if he can. I feel like his trajectory is high. His ceiling is very high.
I think the other factor is like he's only 25, so you're getting a guy who's also still pretty young. You're not like throwing a lot of money.
Aiden's young too. I think is Aiden like 23?
Yeah, he's like 23 or something like that.
Yeah, so like 23.
He's really young. But so, I think he wants a super max. He wants the max, like 5-year. He wants like a lot of money.
Super max, and they're just. He just wants the max.
He could. He wanted the max for 175, but then Phoenix offered him 120 or some shit like that, and he's like, "Nah, I'm good." So whatever.
But he's a restricted free agent.
What happens?
Yeah, he's a restricted free agent though, so it's not like he can just up and be like, "Fuck y'all." Like they know Phoenix knows.
Well, the thing
worst
is,
case scenario, team, they can match.
Yeah,
but the thing is, the owner's known for being cheap. So the owner's kind of like, all right, go ahead, go get your money if somebody gives you your money. But if nobody gives you the money, then we'll match it or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Someone's going to give Aiden the money.
Yeah.
He's a 23-year-old son that, like, that grabs boards and plays defense. Someone's going to definitely give Aiden money.
Yeah.
Probably the Lakers.
Probably.
I would say the Knicks.
No, we got Robinson already. We're good.
I know, Mitchell, but I like always hurt, Robinson.
Mitchell always hurt.
I like Aiden.
Mitchell can't stay like healthy.
Word.
But there's another part of the Suns team that I sort of want to bring up, which is, so Chris Paul, right, has his 4-year, $120 million contract. How long until he's not worth that number? At some point, you'd want to win a chip, right? I would expect him to want to win a championship. So why isn't he trying to step up and take less money so that they can afford the team around him that he needs?
Well,
because NBA players are not as smart as Tom Brady.
Well, not even that.
All right, Chris end of Paul, discussion. Yeah, I can't.
Chris Paul's game, doesn't rely on athleticism. Chris Paul's decline is going to be wild. Like he's a mid-range facilitator.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't rely on his athleticism. Like, Chris Paul don't jump.
No, I agree. But
he's not trying to be funny.
He's never had athleticism, and he's never won a championship, right? So if he's – I don't think he's necessarily getting worse right now. I'm saying he needs the team around him.
Well, this is his best – I think this Suns team is his best chance at a championship. He's never been surrounded by as much talent as he's been surrounded by now. Even when he was on the Hornets. Like, when he was on the Hornets, yeah, he took that team to the playoffs, but he didn't have nobody. It was him and Tyson Chandler. Like, he was lobbing Tyson Chandler. When he was on the Clippers, which he shouldn't have never been on, he had Blake Griffin, who's fucking – he's – okay, he's a star. He's not an all-star. You're not going to win a championship with you, Blake Griffin, and DeAndre Jordan. Because now you're relying on Chris Paul to use his secondary option, which isn't – like, Chris Paul's biggest weapon is his passing. He's a point guard.
For sure.
He's the best point – like, when we talk point guards, Chris Paul still is probably the best point guard in the NBA. We're just talking about point guard.
Yep.
Hands down, yes.
No, I can't disagree with that. Yep.
He'll get you 10 assists and no turnovers. Now, he may not still be the guy that's going to get you 30 a game, 25 a game, But he shows you in those playoffs he can still do it when it needs to be done.
Yep.
So he's absolutely. He is the Tom Brady. So I think this team is the best team he has at winning the championship.
And they're getting rid of one of their players that could be very useful to have around.
I think it'll really depend on how the season goes. Because they are probably just going to let him go into restricted free agency. But I do wonder how he'll actually play this year.
I don't think Aiden's going anywhere. I think it's just a play to see what he can get in the open market. But once they see that the offers are there, they're probably going to match whatever he gets.
Yeah, I think so too.
Fair.
But I think it'll really depend on how well he plays, right? Because if he has like an epic season, people are going to throw whatever kind of money they can to get a guy like that.
Yep.
Yeah. But if he's just sort of this dude.
What's the epic season for DeAndre Jordan? What's he averaging right now? Like 15 point? Like what's he averaging? Like 15 and 15? Some wild shit like that.
If he gets to 20 and 15, that's a super max.
Yeah.
That's a dominant center right there.
For his career, he's averaging 15 and 10.
If he gets 20 and 15, that's super max money.
Yeah. It is. I think they're going to wait and see what he can actually do.
But Rashawn, what you were saying about the whole Chris Paul thing, will might help him stay like alive or whatever, like basketball wise? Devin Booker signed until 2023-2024. So he doesn't really have to do scoring. He has Booker there.
For sure. Booker definitely is the scorer. What I was gonna say was how much is Rudy Gobert getting paid?
Too much.
Yeah.
Him and Ayton on the same level of player, as in they both averaging about 15 and 10 for their team.
But Gobert is an actual like really good defensive player.
Gobert is an elite defender.
Yeah, of course.
Aiden is the dollar general version. So that's what I'm asking. Like, what's Rudy Gobert's contract? Like, how much is Rudy Gobert getting paid? That's who I feel.
150? 160?
Either way, I think he should get paid more than Aiden.
And if Rudy Gobert signed a 5-year, $205 million contract in 2020.
Wow.
Much money.
205?
Jesus. A lot.
$205 million, 5 years.
You can understand why Aiden's asking for that 175.
How much are they paying Donovan Mitchell?
Oh, hang on.
I don't know, actually. Good question. I think for the Jazz.
5 years, 100. What? 5 years, 163 million.
Oh,
I think he got his contract before he signed his contract before the Supermax.
Yes, he did.
Before the TV deal.
That
that money's gonna go away because of Ben Simmons, so they better get the best on the deals now.
Wait, why? What Ben do now?
The stunt he's pulling. He's ruining it for them. All that work to get the owners to relent and give money back, and he's pulling this shit. They're gonna rip up that CBA as soon as they get a chance to.
Oh,
definitely. The owners, yo, son. The next time we go for like the lockout, it's gonna be real because the owners aren't fucking around this time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, he's fucking up for everybody.
How
do y'all feel about that situation? What do you think needs to happen? He needs to get traded.
He's not mentally ready. They got to trade him.
Yeah, they need to trade him. He needs to go.
He needs to be gone. If they don't trade him, the Philly mob will show up and take him out of town. Like, I don't really care.
That might be better for him mentally, from what I'm understanding.
I mean, but did you not see like there's Philadelphia, like the Eagles, like players are actually calling him out too, being like, you need to show up to work.
Yep.
Word.
Like it. And it's just bad. Like, he just needs to get out. But the problem is like that. Like this Philly GM wants like a king's ransom for him, and nobody's paying that.
No,
because he's low key ahead.
Like an impasse.
He's low key a head case, but not a head case because of like, oh, he's crazy, or he just doesn't listen. He doesn't want to get better.
No, he just thinks he can walk on water. Give up
a good star player.
What do y'all think about Ben Simmons to Indiana? Thing I've ever seen.
For I mean,
six players? No, yeah,
I
don't, sure.
I mean, it would be cool, but I think they would lose anybody of value to get him. So by the time he got Ben Simmons, you'd have nobody to play him right next to.
Does Indiana have anyone to worry about at this point?
Sabonis would be the only one I would take.
So, I mean, at that point. Center.
What's his name, man?
Nah, you don't like
Turner? Turner, right?
Miles Turner. Yeah.
Miles Turner.
Miles
Turner for Ben Simmons is not a fair trade.
No, not remotely.
Depends. If Ben Simmons is not playing and refuses to play, I'd rather have Miles Turner, who actually shows up.
Fair enough.
I mean, well, what about that? There is a point where that becomes an equal trade.
What about that, though? Isn't there another guard on Indiana? Brogdovich, isn't it?
Brogdon.
Yeah, Malcolm Brogdon.
Yeah, he's decent.
Him.
If you give me Brogdon and Sabonis, I will give you Ben Simmons.
That's what I'm saying. Brogdon and Sabonis.
Yeah, that could work.
I would do that.
I would.
If
too.
Ben Simmons is going to play, because the only reason he's not playing in Philly, but you can't he's guarantee not mentally that. Ready.
Oh,
that, yeah, you and can't then guarantee that's the thing. That.
And oh no, he was ready, he was willing to play for anyone except Philly. It's only. Kyrie Irving is like, I'm not playing anywhere I go.
No, that's not Kyrie Irving. Doesn't want to get vaccinated. Kyrie Irving is, have not.
Well, didn't they say that? The report I saw said that he didn't want to play anywhere but New York. And New York's like, well, you got to get vaccinated.
I mean, yes, that is essentially the rock and a hard place that he's stuck between. Yes.
Well, it's not.
Do you want to go to Indiana?
No, oh. I'm in Indiana. What are you talking about?
I went not from Philly, like from Philly. That's a big move, because you go from, I don't know, I don't mean Thomas. You're probably more versed in this. I've never been to Indiana, so I don't.
There's a lot of corn. Know. A lot of corn.
And where do they play? What city do they
Indianapolis.
Play?
In Indianapolis.
That's like the main city, right?
Yeah, that's the only major city.
The only city.
They have a nice arena, though. They have a really nice arena.
Yeah, because it's the only way they can get people to show up to it.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't know if I want to trade in Geno's Philly cheesesteaks and Onyx for a nice stadium. I don't know. Have any of y'all been to Onyx? Like, no.
Nope.
Nah.
Onyx is a strip club. That's in Philly. It's popping. Like, if y'all ever been to Onyx, y'all be like, yo, I'm not going in. I wouldn't trade this for a nice
I've
arena.
I've never been
like,
to a strip club in Philly. Thinking about it.
Bro, it's way different. Every time I'm out there. It's way different. At least drunk. When I went, like, they got the riot shields and shit. Like, the guards and shit is different. But yeah, no, I would, if I was Ben Simmons, I'd be pissed and definitely not trying. But if I was Ben Simmons, I would also learn how to shoot a three.
If I was Ben Simmons, I'd learn how to shoot from 10 feet.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'd learn how to shoot.
Yeah. Just start there.
I'd learn how to shoot. Like, cause it's not like he's a lot of you can hit free throws, need to.
Okay, yeah, that would be the one thing I'd actually do first, make a free throw.
At the rate he's at, just have him take lessons from Shaq. He might get a little bit better at free throws.
Or Dwight Howard.
or Dwight Howard, yeah.
Or I feel like, I'm being honest with you, I feel like he doesn't even practice, like, free throws. Like, I feel like...
No, he didn't do any of that.
I don't think he practices at this point. Like,
definitely, like, where's your Mamba mentality? I was watching...
Hold on. He's Australian. You know Mamba mentality. You're Australian. They're just on some other shit. You know what I mean?
I feel like it's all about the shrimp on the bar.
I feel like that's where the Black Mamba is actually from. Like, the actual snake is from Australia, I feel. They should all have.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I feel like they should all have. I think so. I ain't no National Geographic. But I feel like it is. I feel like that's where all the dangerous shit come from, is Australia. That's where they got the great whites. That's where they got the fucking scorpions that can kill you and this jellyfish and shit that can kill you. So I feel like.
Not Ben Simmons.
Mamba's from Africa.
Oh. Well, there go my.
I
in my story, in my world, they come from Australia. So they can have my like mentality. Yeah, so I don't know, man. But if I was indie, I don't know. Because it's not like Ben Simmons definitely will make Indiana better. I think that would be him and Miles Turner would be fucking crazy. But
yo, I have I have a lot of Heat friends. What about Ben Simmons to Miami?
For who? I think that Miami team is fucking going to be problem right now. Bro, right now, they're a problem.
Bro, I told you they're going to be sick. It's going to be an issue.
They lost tonight, but they're good though.
I didn't see.
Someone loses. Like, it's not.
I mean, yeah, looking at the roster, yeah.
No, their roster is solid.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a fan of some of them, but.
Shit. And I'm tight because I have all these Heat fans like, yo, Hero's better than RJ. And I'm like, relax. But then
RJ bumped it up last night, though. This nigga, RJ played like
twice.
Yeah.
Both games, he bumped it.
Well, at least in the second game, he caught fire in the second, in the, like, the third and shit. And he kind of made up for his ass game. First half. That was the first.
That was in the first game.
That's what I said. Yeah, the first game.
Well, I heard the second. My fault.
Yeah, and then he didn't catch fire yesterday. He had like 7 points. He had like 7 points. I think 9 rebounds, like 7 assists or some shit.
Nah, he had a little bit more than that.
Nah, I'm pretty sure he had like 7 points, bro. I'm pretty sure.
I don't know, man.
Like, yo, Alex, can we get a fact check on that? I'm pretty sure he had like 7 points. Like,
that. I thought it was double digits. You know what I mean?
I couldn't hear you.
Nah. Oh, RJ, what? How much RJ had last night?
Oh, he had 7 points, for real.
He had 7 points. I know I'm not bugging. He had 7 points, fucking I think 9 rebounds and 7 assists or some shit like that.
He played well, but he's getting hot. Only had...
It's funny because, like, he plays well if you watch the Knicks game, but to somebody who's not a Knicks fan, not watching the games, it's hard to justify how good he plays.
Because he does everything. You know what I mean? He does a little bit of everything. Yeah. Not like, because, like, even when he was bumming it up against Boston, he was playing great defense against Tatum. Like, he fucking clamped up Tatum. Like, Tatum was playing like a straight bum. Like, I was like, yo, I almost felt like, yo, why are you not putting this thing on Jaylen Brown? Like, this nigga Jaylen Brown. I also felt like Jaylen Brown hit all those threes to shut me the fuck up. Like, I felt like those were direct shots at me. I definitely feel like he listened to the pod and was like, yo, these niggas need to shut the fuck up.
For real.
I mean, thanks, bro. I fuck with him.
But you lost anyway to the undefeated Word. Knicks, bitch-ass nigga.
So, RJ Barrett scored 7 points, but he was 3 of 8. So, he was pretty efficient.
It's looking like Fournier is taking that number two spot.
Yes.
Please.
Which I'm kind of worried because he shouldn't be a number two.
Yeah, but you guys need offense. And
he shouldn't be your number two.
He's a shooter. We need shooters for sure.
Yeah and he's that. Like, that is what he is good at.
For sure. For sure.
I mean, I'm glad quickly had a bounce back game.
Yeah, I mean, facts. I mean, but I think second quickly is gonna be a problem.
I mean, so well, we play Orlando too. It sucks if we play Orlando tomorrow. They suck. So yes, I'm hyped, but they suck. Like Orlando. So I want to play good teams. I want to play the good teams, and then
we can see how we really are, right?
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to play fucking G League teams. I mean,
but that's fine. I still take.
I so hope you start. Lose tomorrow.
That'd be tight.
Let me throw that out there. I so hope you lose tomorrow.
Yo, I'm gonna be so tight if we lose tomorrow. Cause I have a boy who's an Orlando fan, and I was talking we talk mad shit to each other on Facebook. Like whenever
I got wins. An Orlando fan offer.
So when we won yesterday, I just put a nice little GIF on his wall of RJ smiling. And he was like, yo, like he's in for a long season because Magic sucks. So I'm going to be so mad if fucking they win tomorrow. Yo,
we took over Orlando, though. That fucking arena with all Knicks fans. You know what I mean?
Because a lot of New Yorkers done moved out there since the fucking pandemic.
Niggas from before the pandemic.
But I feel like then whenever we play, the Knicks fucking be taking over shit.
Remember when Jeremy Lin was in the
run? Except for the scoreboard.
Why are you hating?
Because that's what I do.
Mad hate over there. So much hate.
Sorry, Alex. Say that again. I had to throw that one in there.
No, I was saying, like, that's always usually the case. I remember when they had Jeremy Lin and they were in Toronto.
Yeah.
Well, that's because there's a huge Asian population in Toronto.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
huge.
That's
how it works.
It's huge. Yeah, it was just a whole Asian thing, yeah. So they followed their own, like, OD.
Yeah, like you see when Yao Ming was in the fucking league, like, Yao Ming outvoted Shaq in the All-Star game, so... That just shows you, like, they well, definitely stick.
I wouldn't even front. I got a Yao Ming jersey, son. I became a fan.
No, Yao Ming was nice. Like, Yao Ming was one of those players was like, damn, what would have happened if he never got hurt? Like, I wonder if him and Tracy McGrady never got hurt. Like, that Rocket team.
Derrick Rose.
No, yeah, okay, let's not talk about Derrick Rose, but let's get into the what if. Pick one, Orlando or L.A.? Pick a state.
For what?
You mean a city?
Yeah, see, I said or city. I corrected myself.
No, I'm saying, but for what though?
Yeah,
doing the what if. I said doing the what if.
What if
city? I'll tell y'all after you pick a city.
Orlando.
LA. Or to Orlando.
Only because I used to live in Florida, so I'm biased. I kind of like Florida. So
what if Shaq stays in Orlando?
Nothing.
With who?
And Penny stays healthy.
Oh. They lose to Jordan two more years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so? No. Actually, no. I think maybe they will win once, like one season.
No.
But that's, I don't know. I doubt it. Just because Shaq was so good.
I could see them getting like the number one seed and then losing in the playoffs to Jordan. That's what I would see.
Yes,
in five games.
Yeah.
If they stay healthy, they stay longer than Jordan, because Jordan retires in 97. They would have played after then.
Yes,
but I remember they were in the finals. Was that 95? Was that the finals?
95.
Yeah,
95. Yeah.
From that, wins three more. That's only 3 years. So they would have still been in, and they would have been in their prime. So we're talking prime Shaq, prime Penny healthy.
No Nick Anderson.
Okay, so who went to the Knicks went to 99. No one was beating that team.
That Knicks
no one
team?
In the East was beating that team. Yeah, no.
That Knicks team? When we lost the five to
when they see
So that was a lockout year. That's why that's the only reason we was the AFC.
But we got hot though. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We got hot, and 2000 was
that Miami Iverson series. You're right. Was you said what?
I said maybe you're right. It would have lasted. It would have taken 4 or 5 years, but they might have won a championship.
I think they would have won one at least.
Yeah, I think they could have won one, but Shaq would have less
one.
Championships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it would have taken until like 2001.
Because
the East was bad for a long time.
Well, yeah, because when Shaq was destroying these Eastern Conference teams that weren't good. Like that was Nets team that was playing him, they weren't good. It was just a weak ass Eastern Conference.
Terrible.
Yeah. That's why he didn't have to manage his minutes, because he only played half the time and still won.
And even that Philly team
remember
that he played against, that Philly team was horrible. Like, it was just Iverson.
That's why I said Iverson, because it wasn't a Philly team. It was Iverson.
Like, I said, you ever look at that team on 2K? Like, Iverson, he's like a 95, and the rest of that team is all 70s. I think Mutombo might be kind of high.
Oh, hold on. Y'all think Shaq and Penny would, like, a 1 or 2. I'm thinking Shaq and Penny would have won, like, 97, 98, 99, earlier.
Why do you think
still
that?
Decent. It's because fucking Shaq. Shaq would have evolved into what he became in LA with Penny. And Penny was already like potential all-star at that moment. He's not
honestly
playing with a young Kobe.
I'm gonna challenge that, because I think being in the Western Conference pushed him to get better, because you had David Robinson, you had Tim Duncan, you had all those people out there. There was nobody in the Eastern Conference for like 6 years.
What you mean? In the 90s, you had Ewing, Smith, Mourning, Mutombo.
Yeah, we're talking about the 90s, bro.
Yeah, I'm talking about
the East in the 90s was different.
What I'm saying is after Jordan retired, there was no good Eastern Conference team until Detroit in like 04. So Shaq would have had, he would have won a championship at that point, but it would have taken a while.
But I'm talking about before Jordan retired. Jordan retired what, like in 99? 98? 98.
98.
So from like 95 to 98, they would have won one chip if they would have stayed together.
I don't think so.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Just because who in Chicago is stopping Shaq? Now, who's stopping Jordan?
Jordan.
Obviously. Yeah, obviously. But who's stopping Shaq? Will Perdue? Rodman? Top 75? Fuck that.
Well, what I'm saying, what I'm saying was his evolution would have been slower. He got very, very good very quickly.
I don't think his evolution would have been slower.
I don't know, man. Like, I don't know.
I think competition pushes you.
No, it does.
Well, that's true. No, it does. 100% does.
But the East in the late 90s was still good, though. You have Miami, Indiana, the Knicks. We were still, like, competitive teams. We weren't bumped by no means.
But the focus had switched already. Because even then, the Knicks only got to the finals that year because of Latrell Sprewell and Allen Houston, not because of Patrick Ewing.
Very true.
But there's another part of this that I think, well, I think one of the reasons Shaq became so good, especially with Kobe itself, is because of the animosity between the two. Because they had competition with other teams, but they also had a competition between them.
Yeah.
And so Shaq had to get better to keep up and beat Kobe, which made Kobe better, which made Shaq better, which made Kobe better. While Penny and Shaq generally got along.
They were friends.
So I think actually the animosity pushed both of them, Kobe and Shaq, push harder and get better quicker.
I think you're overstating the animosity part. I think Kobe didn't like Shaq and got better because of it. I don't think Shaq gave a shit.
Fair.
I think Kobe was like, what the hell? Why is he getting all the burn? He's not better than me. F this.
Especially back then with the big man with the focal point of the team, pretty much.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's hilarious, guys. Oh. See, I like this question.
That's a good question because got me thinking. Now, growing up, Shaq was my favorite player from when he got drafted. I love Shaq. You know what I mean? So I'm always going to be like biased toward him. You know what I mean? Big Nick.
Yep. All right, fellas. Let me check the list. I think we hit everything, no? Is something that we're missing?
No, I think we got it all.
Yeah.
All right, so fucking 4-Point Play Podcast. We signing off. We see y'all next week.
All right, guys.
You ain't stealing nobody's shoes?
I'm not stealing nobody's shoes. I didn't dunk on no one. But if I catch a contact clap next time I go to the park, I'm going to record it.
Tip, but handled by Johnson.
No doubt, sir.
Johnson is 3-point territory, but guarded tightly. Johnson cuts left, now fires a three. It is good, and he's fouled. It's tough, and he is fouled. Unbelievable shot. And now here is Larry Johnson, an 82% foul shooter, looking for the lead. Free throw is good. A 4-point play.